Good morning and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you. And good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. We're with you until 10, then Mike Greenberg comes in at 10, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Peggy from 2 to 6, and Chris Bleck on the Black and Abdallah Show from 6 to 8, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here on ESPN 1000. Cap, Jalen Carter met with the Bears. And let's just rewind a couple of weeks ago when you and I were talking about Jalen Carter. Everything that's been going on with the Georgia standout. And we thought, you know, if the Bears want to get him within the top 10 picks, they can because of the talent. And then we found out the day that we broadcasted live on March 1st, from the combine
down in Indy,
in Indianapolis, what happened with Jalen Carter?
So he was at the combine. We were standing there waiting for him to address the media. They had all the prospects. They would do them four at a time. And everyone was crowded around his podium. Jalen will not be speaking. There's an arrest warrant for him.
Mm-hmm.
He had to fly back to Athens in connection with a drag racing incident that killed two people. And so he never talked, but he did meet with certain teams, and he met with the Bears. He knew this was coming when he met with the Bears at the combine, among others, and never told them about it. So they flew him in yesterday. He's been in Chicago, and I believe he leaves today. Ryan Poles has a huge decision. Ryan Poles is not a Hall of Fame executive who's won three Super Bowls and can roll the dice and go, I'm going to take a shot on the talent, see if we can fix this kid. This is his first-round pick of his career.
Correct.
If you're sitting there at 9 and this amazing talent's there, are you rolling the dice? Or are you going, no, I've got to take the sure, maybe not as high a ceiling, a much higher floor. Because if you bomb on this pick, that is a massive fail.
Along with being a great player with Georgia, he was sentenced to 12 months of probation, a $1,000 fine, and 80 hours of community service, and will attend state-approved defensive driving courses. His attorney, Kim Stevens, said that by resolving the matter, the state of Georgia is forever barred from bringing additional charges against Carter. Now, I thought that one of our better conversations that we've had over the last month is with you and I and our listeners, and again, without judgment, being judgment-free, asking whether or not you think the juice is worth the squeeze. Would you bring in Jalen Carter? Would you draft him based on what we know that happened in Athens, Georgia? Great conversation, because it's not about, well, look at this guy's past. Look what happened. You know, this guy was evasive with the police. I'm not. It's just, it's up to the person individually. Do you feel that you can be able to straighten out this young man's life, help him with his life? Do you feel like you could step in, Cap, and just say, you know what? You went through this. You're a young person. Can you help him? Or do you turn a blind eye to him and say, I can't take the smoke. I can't deal with the media scrutiny of someone that was involved in this and put him in my program? It's a tough decision for some.
It's a really tough decision. Mm-hmm. And since I am that guy that always feels like I can help.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my nature. That's how I was raised. I would want to be there to help him. However, when I sit in that draft room and I look at the board and I go, this is my first time I'm ever making a first-round pick. I can't miss here. I don't, again, I'm not in the room up there at Hallis when they're meeting. I'm not at dinner last night at wherever they went. From outside perspective, love your talent. I can't take that chance. I need a cornerstone player that I believe is a leader in the room. Like, they don't have an Urlacher, not just the talent, leadership. Olin Krutz, not just the talent, leadership. They don't have those guys. So I need one of those. I need a future. Boy, that guy's really good player, and he's a captain in that room. I can't take him based on what I know today.
Okay, so a couple of things with this. So he's a young man that clearly put himself in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have the wisdom of a 40, 50, 60-year-old to know, hey, man, I cannot be involved with this because I'm messing with the bag. I'm messing with the money being involved in this. I want to be true to the homies because I still want to hang around my friends. I don't want to make them think I'm too good for them that I still can't hang out even though I'm going to the National Football League. That's a factor. The peer pressure or feeling like I can't dis. I mean, I know what you guys do, but now I'm in the NFL. I can't do well. Cap, that's easy for some to make that judgment and make that decision. Some cannot, though. In Jalen Carter's situation, he's there with his friends. And then that happens. Two people die. Okay. So do you take that into account as an evaluator? Like, he's a young person that made a mistake being around that. I mean, listen.
You do.
I mean, but again, you're not drafting some 30-year-old that's seen the world, a 35-year-old. You're drafting a kid. You're not going to have many leaders immediately coming out of that draft. Maybe one. If you get one, that's great. You might not get a whole bunch because you're drafting anywhere between a 21-year-old, 22, 23-year-old. So how much of life have they seen? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying that you can't afford to have that because you need leaders in the room. Okay, how many leaders are you getting out of this draft?
Well, where are you getting them otherwise?
It'd just be free agency. That's where they, because those would be guys that at least they're adults, 25, 26, 27-year-olds.
Tough, though, if you're not raised in the system to be the leader in the room. Like, mm-hmm. Olin Krutz was drafted here.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher, Peanut Tillman, Lance Briggs. Those guys were all draft picks. They all were part of building a culture for the Chicago Bears. And we don't have those guys. We do not have. Is there one?
Well, that's by design.
Justin, we hope.
Well, Cap, that's by design. You level the franchise with young players because you're trying to build leaders.
Correct. So that's why I need to find those types of guys. I don't believe Jalen Carter is that guy. Wildly talented.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young executive, he's got to be super, super careful what he does here. Because I'll tell you a quick story. When I was scouting, I went down to meet with a kid. This kid this was when I was running the 6'4 and under league team.
Yep.
This kid was kicked out of the NBA for cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I went down and had dinner with him. Sat and talked for 3 hours. Coach, it was a one-time thing. And somebody told NBA security and they got me and I got kicked out. And it will never, ever happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was 28 years old. In a job that most of the guys I was competing against are in their 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I trusted him. Met with him 5 different times. Okay, we're going to do it. You have to test. No problem, coach. And he was the best player on our team. It wasn't close.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on a road trip. He's got a test coming up. And I'm not going to travel with the team. I'm going to meet them on the road. And I get a call from our trainer. I'll never forget it. It was a Friday about 4 o'clock. First, the kid calls me. Coach, I'm running late for the flight. I can't go to the test. Could I just do it when I get back? Now I know he's been using. Mm-hmm. I know it. No, you cannot get on that plane without the test. He goes and tests right by O'Hare. Flight goes Chicago, Seattle, Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
In Seattle, I get a call from our trainer. We had a big problem. He's off the charts for cocaine. Mm-hmm. Off the charts. I get a flight. I walk into practice the next day. They're in Calgary. I walk in. He doesn't even know why I'm there. He walks right off the court. Coach, that test can't be right. How do you know why I'm here? We retest him there. The Olympic Testing Center was there because the Olympics were there in 88.
Yeah.
He's higher.
Higher than the first list.
Yeah. And I released him.
Yeah. Higher than the last test.
And he pleaded, don't release me, please. I'm not using. It must be a supplement I'm taking. No. And he ended up going into rehab eventually and admitting it. Boy, oh boy, man. It's really tempting to look at Jalen Carter's abilities and go, we can fix him. We've got the support system.
Yeah. You know how you coaches are. You gave a perfect example of coaches saying, I can fix him.
I believed I could fix that guy.
Yeah.
And I won't throw his name out there. He's a well-known player.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Poles is going to look at that kid and go, oh, my God. He's 6'5", 6'6", 320. He's got all this talent. He's 21. I can mold him into the next Aaron Donald. And if he lets you down,
it's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think he'll do it. I don't.
Yeah. Just going by the quotes, and we heard quotes earlier from polls.
Like the combine, it's a collection of information. We got some there. We got more, you know, at the pro day. We'll bring him in and talk to him and get to know him even better. And at some point in mid-April, we'll sit down and put it all on the table and see how we want to handle it.
So here we are, and he's going to sit down. This will be the second time that they've talked to him?
They did yesterday.
Okay, so, you know, hey, I look at it like this. If you don't feel like he's the right guy for you, then you and he works out for Detroit or some other team or Seattle, mm-hmm. you tip your cap. Because it's your evaluation. If you feel like it's too much smoke, you don't think that this young man will straighten up, and you feel like he can't get his life together after the incident that happened in Athens, then I totally understand it. But Drew Rosenhaus's agent says, I'm confident Jalen will go in the top 10. He's a good person, a good family man, loves football, and is a generational talent. That's from Rosenhaus. So, Cap?
And the fact that he hired a sharp guy like Drew Rosenhaus?
Yeah.
Did he have Drew Rosenhaus when he went to the combine? I did not hear Drew's name at all.
I don't think so.
I think he hired him after it.
He did. Drew Rosenhaus was his agent at the combine.
He was.
We did not hear that name at the combine.
Not at all.
No, he was. We looked into it when he left. It was after we were off the air during Crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. We looked into his agent after he left the facility, and it was Drew Rosenhaus at that time.
All I know, I will just tell you, Cap, as someone that watches every Georgia game as a Georgia fan, I know the talent. That incident, though, will that hold him back from being a great NFL player? The hope is it won't. The hope is that he can learn from what happened with those two people passing away. This goes two ways, as you well know.
Yeah.
This can make can break you through this and be like, you know what, I'm going to be a great player. I know what happened, but I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to be a great citizen. You don't have to worry about me anymore.
Or you never recover from it.
Or it goes the other way, where you find yourself in more trouble.
So yesterday, the NFL announced who's going to be in the green room. They invited two players from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They invited Nolan Smith, the linebacker defensive end, who many are comparing to Khalil Mack or Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
And they invited Jalen Carter. What do you think both guys did?
Oh, as far as what?
They invited them to be in the green room at the draft.
Yeah.
Did either accept, one, both? How did it go?
I think one, maybe not the other.
Who?
Smith.
Smith did what?
Is going to be there.
Invited. Smith is going to be at his house. He said, no, I'm not interested. Thanks. Jalen Carter's going.
What's wrong? Why is that?
He wants to be in the green room.
No, I mean, Smith.
He wants to be with his family. He said, I'm going to be with my family. I'm not going.
That's an option.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. I was not surprised Jalen Carter's going. I was kind of surprised Nolan Smith wasn't until I got to read more about him and watch tape. That guy's the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Good for him. You have the option.
Yep.
You want to get hugged by Goodell or get hugged by your family?
Correct.
So that's a choice. The question is, should the Bears be trading out of the ninth pick? Let's talk about that. And don't forget, still to come, some thoughts about what happened with the Cubs and Sox yesterday. We have angst. We'll talk about it. All part of the mix on Cap and Jay Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10 o'clock, and it'll be Mike Greenberg followed by Carmen Yurko at 12. It'll be Waddle and Peggy from 2 to 6, right into Chris Fleck doing Bleck and Abdallah and Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here on ESPN 1000. Should the Bears be trading out of the ninth pick? Let's talk a little bit about that. And again, if you're a Bears fan, jump in 312-332-3776. We're on the precipice of the NFL draft. It's right around the corner. When it comes to that ninth pick, I've told Cap many times, like, hey, man, you don't want to outdumb the room. I mean, I don't think it was a risk for the Bears to be able to trade out of one to be able to get the player eventually that they want. Look, the Bears weren't getting a quarterback. All right. So at one, they felt, okay, we go down, we get more picks, we get a wide receiver out of this. Trading with Carolina, I think that was pretty smart because of the haul that the Bears got in return. But once again, we talk about a Bears team that is, again, growing slowly. As much as the average Bear fan wants the Bears to go from three wins to the Super Bowl or three wins to the playoffs, it's just not likely. They're trying to build this the right way. The wrong way would be the way the Bears have done in the past, and that is to be able to get as many free agents in here as possible, just plug holes in the offensive and defensive line, get some over-the-hill veterans, and try to get a one-off. Well, this is not the plan, especially in the post-Rodgers era. You're trying to figure out how you can have sustained success. We've talked many times about how the Detroit Lions are going in the right direction, and it's taken a long time for them to get here, but we see them possibly being a perennial playoff team. Vikings are always there, so the Bears have to get in that mix as well. And so with this ninth pick, Cap, I think that they should be able to find who they want, offense or defensive linemen, and then from there look at all the other picks that they have, and they got a slew of them, and be able to plug in with young talent to make a difference for the future.
I need them to get some cornerstone pieces. Like, if they stay at nine, it's got to be somebody that gets to a second contract.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen in this town, like, Ryan Pace had four top 10 picks, right?
Yes.
Kevin White, gone. Mitch Trubisky, gone. Roquan Smith, gone. Leonard Floyd, gone. Four top 10 picks and not one made their second contract?
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen.
Nope.
It's, again, Jalen Carter is a humongous gamble. Humongous.
Sure.
And if it's, trying to think of it, if it's Brett Veach in Kansas City, if it's Howie Roseman in Philadelphia, if it's Bill Polian, I know he's not a GM anymore, if it's the guy in L.A., the Rams, Les Snead, mm-hmm. if it's John Schneider, Pete Carroll in Seattle, they have the sweat equity and the cachet. We took a shot. Whether it worked or not, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Ryan Poles, man, I don't think you're playing a high-stakes game of dice. I don't.
Yeah. I as much as I like the talent of Jalen Carter and watched him at Georgia, you just have to figure out, okay, what's in between his ears? And again, we're not privy to those conversations.
Did you know right away when you first saw, oh, well, this guy's special?
Not right away. Remember, we had to take a look at the talent, too, and the competition.
Well, because Nolan Smith, who I love, and I've said this now, he was the number one recruit in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play for almost 2 years as a starter. And when asked, why didn't you transfer? Because it's an honor to learn in this program and be a Georgia Bulldog.
Exactly right.
That's the kind of guy I want here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we may have taken a couple years to get this going, but it's an honor to be in the Chicago Bears tradition. That's what I want to hear if he ever talks.
I love that. I do love that. And I love the fact, Cap, that when you watch a player, and you watch a lot of college football just as like I do, so you'll watch some non-conference games and you'll say, boy, he's dominating, or mm-hmm. this player or this line is dominating. It's like, okay, that's against the Little Sisters of the Poor. Let's see how you do against SEC talent, mm-hmm. the top of the top. Now, again, Georgia's defense was head and shoulders above the rest in the conference based on what I saw. Time and time again, we saw the defense dominate. And so against that competition, that's when I measure it. I didn't look at Jalen Carter in September and go, oh, boy, look at this guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's supposed to happen in non-conference play. That's why you put those patsies on the schedule. Right? It's almost like a glorified practice sometimes. But against SEC talent, or you get deep into the run going into the playoff, okay, now that's when you make your bones. And so that's when I was really impressed by Jalen Carter. And so, you know, again, if I'm the Chicago Bears, we have the conversation with Jalen Carter, find out what's between his ears, and if it's not worth it, then you move on. And if he flourishes someplace else within this top 10, it's not the Bears, you tip your cap. But you better get it right, though.
You better get it right.
Right?
You better get it right.
Another thing, too, I just want to point this out, too, Cap. When we talk about whether having Jalen Carter or not, trading out of the ninth pick or not, I'm pleased by what the Bears have done so far. Again, trying to go through this rebuild after three victories to add DJ Moore before he even puts on a Bears uniform, one of the best wide receivers the Bears have ever had, by default, at wide receiver. I'm just saying. See the numbers. Johnny Morris numbers.
He does. He certainly Yeah. Has the potential to be. Well, 10 years from now, I go, wow, that guy was a beast for us.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, by default, that's what he is. I'm just happy that Justin has someone to throw to, and that's going to be DJ Moore. Does that mean that he's going to be an all-pro this upcoming? I don't know that. I don't know. Because you got to get the offensive line right. You got to make sure the offense is clicking like it did last year. And I think at times it did look good. Despite the three wins, it did look good at times. But just being in with a couple of linebackers, an offensive guard, and Nate Davis, getting a defensive tackle, a tight end, a couple of running backs, and then you got these picks. And again, you're building,
Long way to go.
Yeah,
long
absolutely.
Way to go.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Southside, here's Dion on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. All right, Dion.
Hey, I just wanted to give you my perspective on Jalen Carter and say he might actually be one of the safer picks for this reason. I'm 48. When I was in college, there was no name and likeness deals. We had to worry about kids getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you got to think about it. You give a college kid that type of money, you know that he's not the only kid riding around in an expensive car driving reckless. He's not the only college kid. Many of those kids are purchasing handguns and rifles because they got the money to do it when they didn't have that 10 years ago when they was getting showered with this money. So I just like to keep it in the perspective of, like, you made a stupid mistake, but it could have scared you enough that you interview that guy and he says, I did it. I've done this more than once. I've probably done this several times. It was stupid. I really didn't think about it. I'm a young kid, you know, getting all this money. This is something that's new, going to college off a free ride and a scholarship and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. I thought I owned the world. I made a mistake. It ain't going to happen again. Now you go to the pros, you're going to get that money. You're going to get more money and be in that same position, but at least you had the experience behind you to say, I ain't going to do that again. Yeah. I had my rodeo already once. In fact, I'm even more scared because several people actually died from this incident. It's almost like if you was playing with a handgun and you legally owned it, you were playing with it, and someone got shot with it, you're going to think twice before you play with that handgun again.
Yeah.
The normal person. So hopefully he got that out the way and you ain't got to deal with it. Once he gets into the league, you'd be like, well, that should be behind.
Dion, we appreciate your call. You're entirely entitled to your opinion, 100%. He is as far from a safe pick as you can find. He's 21 years of age. From the fallout of the horrible car thing, he showed up at his pro day out of shape and unable to complete his drills. Mm-hmm. So he has made a series of bad judgments. That doesn't mean that he isn't wildly talented, and perhaps in the right system, he becomes a star. I can't take that shot as a rookie GM.
I totally get that perspective. As I told you when he was at that at the combine and he came in 9 pounds overweight, I said, boy, that guy is stressed. He's stressed because you know that this is your job interview, but yet since the combine, I think it was like, a week of 10 days?
15 days later.
And he gained like 10 pounds. I go, that guy's stressing.
Yeah.
He is stressed because he knows this is a job interview. He knows everyone's watching. He knows he's being filmed on NFL Network. And he goes like that, has a terrible workout. Again, I think that you make the salient point. For the teams that are at the top of the heap in the National Football League, they can look at them and say, okay, let's going to bring him in. We're going to mold and shape him. The Phillies, the New England's, teams like that.
Kansas City. Jerry Jones is the owner and the GM.
Yeah.
He can go, we're rolling the dice. We're taking a shot.
Yeah.
He's not getting fired.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, for those that are just joining us, you know, Cap and I had this conversation about a month ago about Jalen Carter. Now he's, meeting with the Bears. And again, there's just a cloud over Jalen Carter because he pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and racing last month in connection with a failed crash. Killed two people.
Sad.
I mean, so, you know.
Tough situation.
It is tough. But again, Jalen Carter or not, Cap, I still think the Bears should hold at 9 and be able to get a quality athlete. Well, that's Skoronski or whomever. Offensive and defensive line. When you have holes on this roster, you should be able to hit on someone that could be able to make a difference for your team.
Agreed.
That's the hope.
Agreed. And I don't have a problem if you told me they traded to 14 and they're still one of their guys there. Okay. Well, what did I get back? I got an extra first, or I got a 2 and a 3. Okay. We need players. Do I want to go down to 27? No. I need to get a top 15 guy.
But Cap, he's so good. He's going to be a difference maker for a decade.
Right, just pull up Gar Forman's quote. We never thought he'd be there at 22. That's what every GM says.
Shay, do you smell that exhaust? I know Cap doesn't smell anything. Do you smell that exhaust?
I do smell that. What is that? Where is the truck?
In the alley. This happens like once a month, it feels like.
It's unbelievable.
Brutal. Stinks.
They're trying to smoke us out.
I mean, seriously, it's bad again. I'm lightheaded.
We need a carbon monoxide detector.
just like in those buildings that you got, Jay Moore.
Workman's comp, Jay Moore.
Jay Moore's got to make sure everyone's safe. You got to put one in here. Could you imagine if they put a carbon monoxide detector in this place? Beep, 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 beep. Oh, God.
He's 12 feet closer. He's got a workman's comp claim.
Seriously, man. Put that mask on. It happens all the time. That awful. Whatever truck that is right over here in the alley happens all the time around here. Our baseball coverage on opening week is brought to you by Chiba Hut Wrigleyville. More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-ESPN. That's our telephone number about Jalen Carter and the Bears. What would you do? Also still to come, Cap and I have some angst when it comes to our baseball teams, Cubs and Sox. We'll talk about it. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Chicago White Sox lose to San Francisco by a score of 12-3. As heard right here on ESPN 1000, the Reds, they defeat the Cubs by a score of 7-6. Tom Waddle, Reds win 7-6. And both starting pitchers, Michael Kopech for the Sox, Drew Smiley for the Cubs, gave up 7 earned runs, with Kopech giving up 4 home runs in the 5th inning alone, while Smiley gave up the go-ahead 3-run homer in the 5th for the Cubs. Cubs back in action against the Cincinnati Reds. A good time for Shay Norling. 5:40 start for the Cubs and the Reds, and the Sox are off.
80 degrees in Cincinnati.
How about that? Bulls have a chance to pick up a game on the Atlanta Hawks at the United Center tonight. The game tips at 7. Bulls are a 4-point favorite. Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies win the national championship in college basketball. The university's 5th. And the women's national championship game was the most watched women's college basketball game on record, with 9.9 million people, the average viewers. And peak viewership was over 12 million for that game. Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
So Dallas police have released this morning the body cam, or maybe it was yesterday afternoon, the body cam video of Stetson Bennett, the Georgia quarterback's arrest, January 29th. It is not a good look for the Georgia quarterback. On camera, sitting handcuffed in a squad car, telling the arresting officers, reputation ruined. Everything I worked for 20 years, ruined. Y'all boys just looking out for me, aren't you? Thank you, sir. Not good. Mm-hmm. He was smashed. He arrested for public intoxication and got tackled by several officers.
Sorry for your lack of entitlement there, Fourth.
Yeah. He then went on to say, the door shut, somebody fell asleep, now 5 million people get to see it, don't they? Thank you, boys, for looking out for me. You guys are the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dude, you're the one that got hammered and made an idiot of yourself, not them.
Yeah, it's not. Don't blame the officers. This is not the old days. It's like, he's our quarterback. We got to watch out for him. No, body cams are right there. You can't just let people go. Right?
Right. Those police officers are held accountable, I would assume.
Exactly right. Stetson's like, hey, think you can find a way to maybe see your way to let me go? Because I brought you the national championship, right? No. Sorry, Four. You can't do that. Sorry. Even the national championship quarterback can't get away with that kind of crap, right?
Correct.
Stop.
Dummy.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Still can't believe he won national championship.
Two.
Can't believe it. You know how long I've waited, Cap? For years. That guy?
You got back-to-back from that guy who was a walk-on, left, went to a JUCO because he couldn't even be on the team, came back, won you two.
Crazy.
When you speak of him, you speak with reverence.
I know I'm supposed to. I know I'm supposed to say it the other way. You should have let that kid go. He won your national championships, by God. Dadgum.
No shot.
Can't do that, man. Sorry.
Cuffed in the back.
Good job, Four.
Can't do it.
Stetson Bennett IV. Can you find a path and find your way to uncuff me, please? Pass the Grey Poupon. National champions. No shot. Sorry, pal. Jim and Morton Grove on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How's everything with you?
Sparky.
Everything is going great.
Where have you been, Jim? You know, Jim, I don't understand where have you been?
It's not like you've got a job. You're supposed to call us.
I do have a job, actually.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. So, you know, as a, let's see, how do I say this without, it's hard to say. As a recovering alcoholic,
yeah.
Sometimes you need to hit rock bottom before you can improve your life. Hopefully this kid has hit rock bottom. And if I were the Bears, what I would do is I would interview the support system around him to make sure that they are fully on board with keeping this kid straight. Because if you have an issue, and I'm not saying, you know, you need a good, strong support system around you to keep you accountable.
No question about that.
Yeah. And I think that hiring Drew Rosenhaus was a huge step in the right direction.
And not to say that Bears don't have that infrastructure cap, but I think that you hit on the great point, the best point of this conversation, and that is teams that already have that foundation built, Andy Reid and Kansas City, New England with Belichick. You know, I know that people just look at the one-loss records and the rings. I'm actually talking about the infrastructure, veteran coaches, you know, veteran organizations that could be able to help when you're going through a tough time. Jay Moore.
Knowing a few people that play in the NFL and played in the NFL, they say it's totally different from college.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that particular support system like you do in the universities where you have people checking your grades, checking things like that. You have to come into camp in shape. You have to have your own trainers outside of that. So it may be a stretch, and they may have to check, like he said, his support system that he has on his own,
mm-hmm.
because it's not the same as it is in the universities.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Dave is in Crown Point on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, gentlemen. I would really have to start looking at the kids' history from eighth grade, high school. And you don't know if there's ever been an incident where it never made the press or the police let him go or these things. You're investing a lot of money in this person. And the timeline... The timeline when the accident happened, he went home and then went back to the scene and then lied about it. And then the video showed that he was involved in it. You know, once this guy lies, I lose all credibility for him. And the Bears are going to invest so much money in him. I would say I would take a pass on him. And if he's a Hall of Famer, good for him. But I just don't want that guy on our team.
But did you not make mistakes at age 21?
Yeah, of course I did at 22, and I'm still paying for it. Okay, but I was going to be able to make millions and millions of dollars.
But it doesn't matter the amount of money. He's still a 20 or 21 year old kid who, and again, I've said if I was the GM who had a great history, I would want to save that kid. Ryan Poles, I'm not sure he can roll the dice. But David Crown Point at age 20 or 21, the money doesn't matter. He's still 20 or 21. We want to lock people up and throw away the key forever.
Yes.
And I can't touch him. Again, as a rookie GM, I wouldn't take the chance because I can't. But if I was the guy running the Seahawks, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. We have an infrastructure that can be able to help.
If my homework shows me he's actually a good person.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. As far as the baseball angst is concerned, both of our teams, Cubs and White Sox, lost yesterday. Giants defeated the Sox 12-3. Michael Kopech, my God, man. The way that the Giants were hitting those home runs, I was thinking, boy, are they reading his mail? What's going on here? Because Kopech surrendered 7 earned runs. Pedro Grifol.
Kopech came out, threw the ball well in the first inning, and then they made some adjustments to him. Didn't turn out the way what we wanted. Thought Diekman came in, did a good job giving us some innings there. Lambert did a good job giving us some innings, much needed innings. Louis Robert made a hell of a play in the outfield, swung the bat really well. Other than that, it was, you know, everybody saw what happened.
Yeah, everyone saw that disaster on opening day. You don't want to see that. I didn't want to see that. And then, from your standpoint with the Cubs, I mean, I expect the Cubs to win the series against the Reds. That just wasn't a good start yesterday.
No, because I think the manager, and again, I like him very much, mm-hmm. but I'm also going to call it the way I see it. I think David Ross had a terrible night in the dugout last night. So Sunday, your $68 million free agent was struggling. You pulled him after four innings at 63 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Monday,
Tyone.
Jameson Tyone.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Drew Smyly gets the start, and from jump street, he's got a 3-0 lead in the first on a Cody Bellinger home run, a monster shot.
Mm-hmm.
He spits all three right back in the first. He was terrible all night long. He let him go 93 pitches, and with two on and two outs, he decided not to go to the bullpen and let him get it in the fifth with two outs. One more, and we can have him qualify for the win, is what I heard on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Win the game against a lousy Reds team. And guess what he did? Gave up a 3-run home run. Crushed. Lefty on lefty. So stop with the lefty on lefty, and we got to bring a righty. Just get a guy and get him out. David Ross had a bad night. And then he asked Patrick Wisdom to bunt. First and second, no one out in the top of the seventh. Down mm-hmm. a run. And he feebly bunts it in the air right back to the pitcher. Out.
Now, Rossi probably would tell you, I didn't hear the press conference, but I'm sure he would tell you, we're hitting the ball well, so we can keep Smiles out there for a little bit longer. But to me, if you're hitting the ball well, that tells me, let's get into the bullpen here, if you're the Cubs, and try to salvage this thing.
Smiles?
Yeah. You know how the nicknames are in sports.
Is this Joe Madden?
He had
a nickname for everybody.
Would you not be surprised if Drew Smiley's nickname is not Smiles?
It's probably right.
Probably right. Yeah. Exactly right.
But
what if he told you that? Like, hey, we're hitting the ball well. We'll give Smiles a little bit more rope.
No. There was no scenario where he had good stuff. Doesn't mean his next start he won't throw a perfect game. He looked terrible.
You got that right.
And then you ask a guy with two home runs on Sunday to bunt. Okay, that's fine. You feel like you got to get the game tied. And then I hear Jim Deshays, who I like, again, very much. It's tough position. He doesn't really bunt to ask him to bunt.
Mm.
You're in the freaking major leagues. If you can't get a bunt down, then get your ass on the bench and bring Nick Madrigal in or bring in Albert Alzolay because he's a pitcher who doesn't hit. Somebody's got to know how to bunt around that joint.
Yeah.
I thought it was just horse manure baseball yesterday.
It was bad. It was bad for both of our teams, but from the Cubs standpoint, because the Sox are off today, there's another day for the Cubs and Reds. And a perfect time for Shea while he gums his porridge at 5:40. The special 5:40 start for the Reds and Cubs.
That's right. Today, baby.
Odd.
I'll be watching.
5:40 start. That way, you know, he can watch the entire game and not get tired.
I got three recaps. I got the sportscast, the rush hour in the afternoon. I got the Cubs. I got the Bulls tonight. Let's go!
We will have our Cap and J-Hood cut of the day right around the corner, right here, on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and J-Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Now time for the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day. And it's brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's dining creation. Today I'm highlighting salad for lunch. We want to eat light during mm-hmm. the week. So I suggest the lobster salad with champagne vinaigrette dressing. It's awesome. Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, mm-hmm. but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
All right, boys, the NCAA tournament crowned a champion in UConn, and that, of course, means one thing.
Mm.
We all got to hear One Shining Moment. That wonderful, wonderful song.
Ah.
This fantastic.
Feels like an old pair of slippers, Cap.
I was fast asleep.
Nice and comfortable. When you hear that, you know it's the end of college basketball season. It's fantastic.
You see the highlights, the heartbreak.
The ball is
tipped. Hey.
And you hear this.
They have, like, multiple versions.
Yes.
So, like I said, Teddy Pendergrass did one. And
that's so funny.
I think Dean Martin's on one. It's just a lot of different people.
Oh, I've never heard the other ones other than Luther Vandross.
Did you say Dean Martin?
Yeah, it's a lot of about
Sinatra's
that.
Sinatra's got his one shining moment out there.
Hey, the ball is dipped. And there you are. The tuxedo ties off. Collar wide open.
That's it.
Hey, who's in my room? The ball's tipped. Yeah. And there you are.
That's good. That's it.
Dean Martin with the grape juice pretending like he's drunk. Ball is tipped. And there you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucille Ball. What?
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by our great friends David Flom and Matt Moore at Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Cap, today is National Hug a Newsperson Day. National Hug a Newsperson Day. Who would you like to hug?
Butler. She's a newsperson.
Is she? Don't think so.
Cheryl Scott.
I was going Robbie Baseball, but that's fine.
We also know that he wouldn't hug Tracy Butler. He'd give her a high five because she's a white woman. We know this from the holiday party.
What?
You only hug white women? You only high five white women? Is that what it is?
It's the high five for my wife and Allie Silverman, and then the hugs. When Jay Moore's wife comes into the party, big old hug. Michelle Hood, big old hug. Uh-huh. We know this.
I hugged Keith's wife. Last I looked, she's white.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. Hug Diana Zetterman.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a person of color. So, sorry to destroy your stupid narrative, but I just did. Bad.
And Shay has left. He has left the room. He's had enough. Oh, my God, that's funny. I was going to go Terrell Brown or Robbie Baseball, but you went right to Cheryl Scott.
Robbie's my friend. Yeah, I went Cheryl Scott.
A weather person. A meteorologist.
Gene Greco? Oh, Gene Greco's nice.
He already hugged him once, I believe.
How about a Phil Schwartz?
Retired almost, yeah. Yes, almost retired.
John Idler?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is he ever in the building?
I haven't seen
him. John Idler from ABC 7?
Yeah.
Also, Cap, today is World Rat Day.
World what?
Rat Day.
I hate rats.
I know. Mice or rat in that spot? Which one are you more afraid of?
Oh, rat.
Longer, bigger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what, you feel like you can get to the rat quicker? Like... stomp on them if you're trying
to... No, I want to stomp it on them. Are you crazy?
I don't know. I'm just asking a question.
I would set the Olympic 100-meter dash record if I saw one.
No. Okay, so what do you... So which one, Shay, Jay Moore, rats or mice? Which one are you more afraid of?
Rats.
Rats, man.
Mice, though, they get sneaky. They get into your cushion.
Size does matter. I will say.
Oh, has it?
You know,
does it?
You haven't tapped that in 4 months.
Right in the Dropbox. Didn't think about that one. That'll be on Black Soundboard this evening. I haven't hit it in four months.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Size does matter. Love it.
We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to you for twitching as well. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. How about you and I do this tomorrow at 7?
Count me in, man. Ready to rock and roll with you again. Always a lot of fun.
How does rats have its own day? World Rat Day?
That's
my God. World Rat Day. Shout out to my former program director that I used to work for. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.